Our day at Alton. My dearest Jane, how pleasant to read your letters that describe joyful walks through the Hampshire countryside. Enchanted by the vision you evoke, I traced your steps from Chilton to Alton in the hope that I might experience a connection between your passage of time and mine. Our day at Alton captures the pace and sway of my journey, recorded with a series of images that capture the space I am moving into. Bringing them together, a sequence forms and maps a route as it is today. There are sights you will be familiar with, Jane, but the sequence captures many you will not. As a writer, you may be agreeable with my decision to assemble the work in a format that creates a sentimentality that might not exist otherwise. There is little to suggest that Storm Eunice had blown through the landscape a few days earlier. And traffic, dual carriageways, underpasses and modern signage are romanticised to evoke a sensation, but reality is much reduced. I believe you too have arranged a world for your readers to escape to. Your description of soldiers in dashing red coats, ladies so elegantly dressed, elaborate balls and a rigorous etiquette of decorum hint at but do not dwell on the horrors of war and the political turmoil relevant in your time. But yet you do not mock or undermine the intelligence of your reader, nor dilute the intricate creativity of your stories. I hope to learn in my own work some of these most admirable qualities. It has been a pleasure to walk in the place of your footsteps and to share our day at Alton together. Yours affectionately, Robin.